Even your thoughts are living things. They work on a vibratory note. They create color and light. So when you send thoughts that are positive and caring, loving, encouraging, you lift the energy not only to the soul that you're sending it to, but to the earth. And if you send negative thoughts, you're not sending beauty. It's a heavy note and dull. When you do things from your heart, just the thought of doing them, even before you do them, you begin to lift not only your own energy, but create a beautiful feeling in the area around you that will reside there after you leave. If you've been sitting in a park, enjoying the sunshine, noticing the squirrels or the chipmunks, or the birds, or the beauty of the trees or the flowers or a lake, and you sink into that, and you send thoughts out to the world and to your creator of thank you, you change the energy around you. And the next person who sits there will absorb that. Perhaps they really needed that and sat there for some healing. Their soul will be drawn to sit in that place. So there are many times you are giving gifts and you have no idea how far-reaching they are, but they are important. Each one of you can add to the beauty of this earth today and all the people in it by sending love wherever you feel it is needed. Send it not from your head, but from your soul. That is where it is really powerful. Just sit. Be still and send that love out. It multiplies because there are other people around who have noticed the same things and will be sending love and light and compassion, sending courage to people who need to even find the courage to get up and get out of bed, or to make an important change in their life that will turn it around into something positive. And be patient with yourself and with those you're sending love to. Change often takes time. Finding enough courage to make change can take time. But if you send love without judgment, it will be so strong, it will really help someone find the courage to make the change. And doing that on a regular basis is one of the greatest gifts you can do. You're still within your own space, but you're sending love out from your space. If you could see the world from the eyes of spirit, we see each of you as energy, swirling lights, colorful lights. Those lights tell us when you're sad or angry, or when you are happy, when you are content or joyful. Your colors are changing. And when we see a group of people sending out healing thoughts together, it is amazing. And if you could see the beauty of your own soul, you would be amazed. For each one of you here has opened your spiritual selves to some degree. and take time to think of others as well as yourself. Take time to notice the beauty around you, and take time to notice the beauty within you. And recognize there is really no separation. Beauty is flowing back and forth. Love, inspiration, the sounds of music, the sounds of nature's music in the trees, in the lakes and the rivers. The sounds of nature are a symphony if you take time to listen. It will heal your soul and lift you up, but also remind you that you are part of something that is vast, that has been created by a power that understands life, that understands you more than you understand yourself, and loves you more than you love yourself. Begin to accept that you are an important part of all that is, as are every other soul that exists, including the animal kingdom. They have souls too. They are part of the beauty of creation, and the trees and the flowers, the lakes and the rivers, the oceans, all are part of one creation, a creation by that most powerful force that you call God, the Infinite Spirit, or love in all its vastness. Think on these things and leave this place today with a sense of being love and being loved. Thank you.